God is still God. God is God today. Amen. Amen. The songwriter said, he's God here on the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the Amen corner. We don't know much about Amen corners anymore, but where we were raised up, before we built the new church, the platform was there, and then there was a row of about 10 or 12 guys set, older gentlemen, and we called that the Amen row. And they didn't sit with their wives. They were right there. They backed the preacher. They hollered Amen. And so God's still God, whether it's in the pew, on the platform, in this universe that the devil would love to destroy every good thing that there is in the universe. But you know what? God wants to restore, and God wants to move, and God wants to change lives. And I believe he's going to do that until he comes home. Now, we know what his word said, that in the last days, there'll be a great falling away. But the falling away does not have to include me. Falling away does not have to include you. God's still God. And he says in Galatians, the fifth chapter in the first verse says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So the admonition in Galatians is to stand fast. And you just get a good hold, get yourself a good footing, and sing, I shall not be moved. God is still God. He's the Savior of the universe. He's the Savior of every individual, and I am going to serve him with all of my being. And I want to skip on down the fifth chapter of Galatians, 16th verse. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by this of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And so God still sets men free. And whenever God sets you free, you are free indeed. And it's a wonderful place to live. So we walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we're not entangled with the things that we were one time entangled with. But we are absolutely in a position that we can work for the Lord. We can walk with him. We can talk with him. We are absolutely free by the power of God. We could go to the story of Paul and Silas. When they were in the jail, they were in the jail because they were doing good. They put them there, but they did not lose their victory. Even though they were in the jailhouse, they still maintained their steadfastness with the Lord. And the Bible says at midnight, they sang and prayed and praised the Lord and worshiped. And all of a sudden, a great earthquake came and shook the jailhouse virtually almost off of its foundation, and the doors were open. Now, I want you to know that that's exactly what happens when you're in bondage of sin. The Lord will come down if you will allow him to, and he will shake the position that you're in, and he will set you free. Now, Paul and Silas would have been a couple of foolish boys if they'd have said, no, we want to stay in the jailhouse. We kind of like it here. We want to stay in confinement. But no, they were set free, and they were free indeed. They were freed physically. But I'm telling you that whenever the Lord comes by and saves your soul, you are absolutely set free from all the bondages of this old world. Now, when you get out of the jailhouse, sometimes out of the prison house of sin, you can look back and think, what a terrible place that was. And you look around and you see others that are bound and you say, why? Why, oh, why would they stay bound when there's so much freedom in serving and allowing God to be the master of our lives? But I'm telling you, we have to come out of the prison house of sin and allow God to set us free, make us new creatures in Christ Jesus. And then you know what it does? It becomes a self-help project, a project that is up to you. And you begin to walk in freedom that God gives you. And in verses 19 through 21, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." It's really important for us to know that whenever God sets us free, we walk away from those things that we were once entangled in. We become free and we no longer go back to it. We can look around us. I drove through town last night, and I'm telling you, they were having a big blast around town. But it was evident. We left the church out here, and were you with me whenever we come down through there? And you was almost afraid to go down the street, because you could see that people were drunken and in a terrible situation. And I couldn't do anything but just thank the Lord that I was free from all of the bondage of this old world and the sin. They call it fun, but I'm telling you, the Word of God says these folks will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And we can water it down in the church, and we can say it's all okay now. But I'm going to remind us this morning that the Word of God says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whoso is deceived thereby is not wise. And if you're set free, you need to look on those that are involved and talk about and become involved in all of that thing, those things, and think that they're still safe. You should look on them in pity and pray for them and say, "Oh, thank God. There was a day whenever I could have gone the wrong direction, but God is still God, and God is still a God that sets men and women free from the bondage of sin." And they are to be pitied. I think it's a pity whenever we have churches that say it's all right to social drink. The Word of God in no way, shape, or form gives us any kind of liberty to put one foot in the world and one foot over on God's side and think that's some place to live. I talked to Brother Jack this morning. "Where you at, Brother Jack?" And he said, "Oh, Brother Spencer," he said, "you know, living a straddle that fence is a terrible place." He said, "The devil just give me a bad time all week last week." I said, "Brother Jack, you've got to make sure that both feet are on God's side, because it's a miserable life otherwise." And you say, "Well, it seems like they're having fun." Let me tell you something. Payday is coming, and they're not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. I don't care how many preachers says it's okay, it's all right to social drink. You better get in the Word of God and find out what God's Word says, because God's Word is truth. God is still God. He still sets men free. He sets men free. He sets women free. He sets teenagers free. I'm appalled in today's society, all of the teenagers that are involved in drugs and alcohol and immorality. And it seems to be accepted. I heard a commentary on a news clip this week, and the fella said, you know, in some of the countries that the Muslim population is just absolutely taking over, their moral fiber has been destroyed for years. Said there's nudity on the beach. Said you could turn on the television and men will be kissing men, and they're promoting that kind of thing. No wonder the devil can walk in and take over. It's all contrary to God. It's all contrary to God's Word, and God is still God, and He changes not. Stand fast. I mean, get your feet on the rock. Get your mind made up. Know which way you're going. Know that you're going to serve an almighty God that's going to lead you and guide you and direct you in all truth. Hallelujah. Those that continue to live after the flesh. Don't kid yourself. Don't sit here and say, well, I'm going to make it. Don't kid yourself. The Bible just says it very plain. They shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for heaven. I'm ready for heaven. Glory to God. When they pave the streets with gold, you know what we pave it with? We pave it with the cheapest thing we can get a hold of. But the streets in heaven are paved with gold, and that's where I want to go. I'm ready to go today. Should the Lord call me home, I'm ready. But I can't revel in the things of this old world. Then I want to go to the 22nd through the 26th verses of this fifth chapter. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah. You can shout if you want to. Joy. Amen. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another with envying one another. I'm telling you, there's a freedom this morning. There's a peace this morning. There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave. A peace it can not take away. All the burdens of life may surround like a flood. Oh, but I've got a peace that has come here to stay. Sing it with me. Constantly abide. Jesus is mine. Constantly abide. Love, divine, rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely. Whisper, oh, so come. I will never leave thee. Jesus is mine. Amen. You know what? We can enjoy our walk with the Lord. We look around and the world's really in bad shape. The devil has touched every one of our homes. Cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters. And it seems like it's impossible to get them out of the grasp of the devil when he gets a hold of them. But I want to remind you that God is still God. And he can set them free. And he can set you free today. But we can just live every day with the peace of God in our hearts. You know what? I don't need the frills of this world to satisfy my soul. All I need is Jesus. And he promised us that he would never leave us and never forsake us. So we can live and we can walk in the Spirit day by day. Isn't that great? Let me ask you the question, where are you banking on? What are you banking on for the peace of God in your life? There's a freedom for every one of us this morning. Oh, Brother Spencer, I'm all right. Let me tell you something. There's some vices in this old world that holds such a tight hold on individuals' lives that they cannot exist a day without it. I don't know a lot about addictions. I think sometimes you have to experience things to really understand them. I don't know a lot about addictions. It's hard for me to understand that a little stick of tobacco can wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and demand that you get out of the bed and go smoke it. Is that freedom? No, that's not freedom. When I lay down at night, I just expect God to give me rest. Oh, sometimes this word gets to rolling over in my mind and I have to get up and say, now what was that portion of scripture? But what a great peace that gives. In fact, I can get this book out and begin to read it 2 o'clock in the morning. And you know what it'll do? It'll do what some of you have to have with NyQuil. Of course, I'm sure I'm dating myself way back. I don't know what sleeping medicine's out there now. I don't have to have NyQuil to go to sleep. Huh? You don't think that's what it is, huh? What do you use to sleep with? Jesus. There's a peace. Now, I'm just talking to you a minute because this world does not have peace. But God is still God. Amen. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Why would you go back to the cesspool of sin when you got freedom in Jesus Christ? Bow your heart with me in a word of prayer. Father, we love you today. And God, I'm so thankful that you're still God. You change not. The world changes. People change. Circumstances change. But you come along and pick me up out of the bondage of sin. And you've never changed from the day you saved my soul.